Yes, good morning, 914. There you go. That is Sabrina Carpenter. And, well, she did a pretty good job at their performance on the Grammy Awards on Sunday night. It is 9:14 in the morning, and we do have a cold one again today. AccuWeather says, unfortunately, these snow and ice is probably going to stick around for a little bit. We might even get a few more flurries. I'll tell you about that in just a second. First off, today, variable clouds with a high of 35. Intermittent snow and flurries late. Now, we're not talking, you know, a major accumulation, but could see up to an inch, down to about 29. And tomorrow, we have a mostly sunny, or mostly cloudy day, rather, sorry. Snow shower possible. Once again, there's a chance of maybe a little bit of accumulation, but not a lot. But you're going to have to watch for those slippery spots, especially early. You know, you get the fresh snow over the black ice, and that could be, you know, just be aware and be very, very careful in your travels. Expect a high of 33 for tomorrow. Right now, we are at 30 degrees here in the center of the Jersey Cape in Rio Grande, New Jersey. And it is the first Tuesday of the month, and you know what that means. And if you don't, I'm about ready to tell you. It is time for the Arc of Possibility. This is where we find out about all the things going on with the Arc of Cape May County. And I know there's a lot going on, real people and real potential here in Cape May County. And today we're going to be chatting with Brianna Matalucci-Wilson, the Employment Program Coordinator. And we also have, who is always here with us, and I always appreciate it, Melanie Collette, the Chief Marketing and Development Officer of the Arc of Cape May County. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us again.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for being here. And you know what? I've been finding out that, you know, a little bit more about the Arc of Cape May County, which I know is the whole point of this feature each and every month. And today I know we're going to talk a little bit about belonging changes everything. And Brianna, when we say belonging changes everything, what does that mean for the individuals that you work with every day?
It just means that they want to be a part of their community. They are great individuals who just want to be seen for more or less their abilities and not their disabilities.
Right. That's very put very well, by the way.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. And then that's how we like to look at it. We like to look at it as they are, you know, it's their abilities, not their disabilities. Mm-hmm. You know, employment is just one of the ways for them to get into their community, you know, and be a part of it. And it means a lot to them.
Absolutely. And I know we've kind of covered this ground a little bit before in previous segments. As an employer, you want that employee that's really going to take the job seriously and give it 100%. And this is what we're talking about here. These people who are proud to, you know, have, you know, this job and, you know, an assignment to do. So I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So, you know, this work is clearly personal for you. So you're also a parent of an autistic child, I understand. And why is working at the ARC so close to your heart?
Well, my son didn't receive his autism diagnosis until June of 2025. But as a parent, I'm sure everyone has been through it. You start to hear the things from OTs, PTs, pediatricians that start to say, you know, autism or, you know, developmental disabilities or developmental delays or something like that. And I actually was privileged enough to come work with the ARC prior to my son's diagnosis. But for me, it was just because of those things that I had heard from previous doctors and occupational, it became this thing for me where I wanted to make sure that my son's future would have a more smooth sail. So, you know, as a parent, you ask what happens at 18, or in the IDDDD world, it's usually 21. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to be able to help the best that I could to not just for my son, but for everybody else, you know, that is going through the same thing.
Well, does that experience like change how you work with families?
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. It allows us to connect a little bit better because they know that I understand where they're coming from. You know, I've been there, and it builds that bond between, you know, family, consumer, and myself, because they know that I want what's best for their child.
Yeah. What's the biggest hurdle that people face when they want to work, but they don't know how to begin, how to start that process?
Well, to be completely honest, again, going back on a personal level, I didn't know what was available for people with, you know, IDD, DD, or any type of disability. You know, for instance, in public schools, you know, starting at as early as 14, you can start with programs that start to transition you to the adult world. So you can start with working and that kind of stuff. But they don't know where to start. You know, even if it's at 18 or 21, they don't know where they're supposed to or what is available to them.
And I would say that that's, you know, one of the biggest challenges that the Arc of Cape May has is letting people know all the services that are available to the intellectual and developmental disability community.
Yeah.
And so, like, for example, I was in education for years and never knew about that there was an employment coordinator at the Arc that helped these kids make the transitions that are needed. So I thought it was really important, and it's one of the reasons I really appreciate our partnership with 98.7 ACOS to get the word out about the important work that's being done there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, let's talk on the other side. Once people are placed, what do the employers discover?
They discover how committed a lot of their, you know, our consumers are. They're extraordinary people. They, again, just want to be a part of their community, and they have this amazing work ethic and dedication. Like, you know, typically you have people that may call out because they have a slight cold. Your consumer is going, you're going to have to tell your consumer, your employee, that they cannot come to work today. That's just how dedicated they are to this, to whatever they do. They are, you know, you have a lower turnover. You're, you know, they just, how can I explain it? They truly just love what they do.
And I think it's important to note that it's not only a benefit to the consumer, but inclusive employment is a benefit to the entire community as well as the employer. I don't want to give the impression like, oh, you're doing them a favor. It is there's a mutual exchange of benefit there when you employ one of our consumers in your place of employment, in your business, or anything like that.
And that's a good point. I mean, as we kind of touched upon earlier, as an employer, I know it's hard sometimes to find that person. It's going to give it the 100%. 100% of the time, but here it sounds like you're really helping out the employers as well, because they're finding reliable employees who, you know, really jump at the opportunity to that work. Who qualifies for these services? Is it broader than people think?
It is broader than people think. You know, a disability isn't always seen. You know, it's not, we obviously specialize with the IDD and DD world, but there's also, we help cancer survivors. We help people that may struggle with anxiety, depression, substance abuse. You know, it's a lot broader than especially everybody in this community understands.
Okay. And Melanie, how can the community help make belonging possible?
I'm gonna talk about that in 1 second. If you don't mind indulging me, I do want to make sure that we hit on the support that there is for employers who support our consumers at their place of business, because they're not just hired and then you leave them there alone. Isn't that right, Brianna?
No, it's not. So basically, we help them through the whole process. You know, it starts with what we consider a pre-placement, which is where we get them ready, we help build their resumes, that kind of stuff, and then it turns into job coaching, and we're there at work with them. I like to tell everybody that works with us that you get a 2-for-1 special, in a nutshell, because we are there learning how to do that job right alongside them, so that we can see where they might have a barrier and help to figure out a way to overcome that barrier. Maybe it's communication. Maybe they need to visualize something, and you can talk at them 1,000 times and they're not understanding. So then we're going to come in and create a task list so they have it to see in front of them until they're comfortable. And then we're there as, like, let's call it a liaison between the employer and the employee. You know, if the employer has a concern, then, okay, we can discuss and then we can figure out a way to make it work, or vice versa. You know what I mean? Like, we're there through the whole process.
For sure. So if you want to help any of our consumers, hire somebody from ARC. Hire one of our consumers. The inclusive employment, I promise you, is going to change their life. It's going to change your workplace environment. It's going to be amazing. Support us through donations. We're a nonprofit organization. We're always going to ask you for money, but it's much needed because Brianna has to get paid for her fine services, and more importantly, to support our consumers. And then engage with us on social media at the Arc of Cape May on Facebook, on Instagram, as well as LinkedIn. And you can learn more at thearcofcapemay.org.
I love it. And I'm honestly, you're talking about, like, you know, getting people ready for employment. I'm listening to some of the things. Like, thank goodness I'm not looking for a job right now. But some of the things you offer, I could use assistance on. Like, I've done a resume in the longest time. So I'm just like, well, this could be something really for anybody. But yeah. I think it's wonderful that you guys, what you're doing at the ARC of Cape May County.
Appreciate that.
Thank you so much for having us again.
I always appreciate it. I know some exciting things are in the works, which we'll be talking about in the near future.
For sure.
And always love to hear about everything. And I hope everybody finds this very informative to find out everything that the ARC of Cape May County is doing. So this has been the ARC of Possibility, real people, real potential in Cape May County. And you can learn more at ARC, that's A-R-C, ARC of Cape May, .org. And make sure to join us the first Tuesday of each month at 9:15 when we have this segment. Once again, Brianna Matalucci Wilson, the Employment Program Coordinator, and Melanie Collette, Chief Marketing and Development Officer from the ARC of Cape May County. Thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more of the Wake Up Call here in just a moment. 98.7 The Coast, WCZT. Good morning, 9:25.